Today, a bipartisan group of Senate and House members unveiled a new coronavirus aid package worth more than $900 billion. That was more than Republicans wanted, less than Democrats did. We'll take up later in the program the political debates that may hold it up.
And the urgency for that aid is only escalating as COVID-19 rips through the United States. Hospitals are running out of beds. The situation is so grave in Rhode Island that not one, but two overflow field hospitals have just opened. Joining us now is Dr. Pari Gopalakrishnan. He's chief medical officer at Kent Hospital in Warwick, but now also running the field hospital in Cranston, which is open for COVID patients with less severe symptoms. Doctor, I know you are so busy, so welcome. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, yesterday morning, residents of Rhode Island got an emergency text message warning them to stay home because the state's hospitals are full. I mean, is that right? Are you at capacity?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, you know, what we have seen here, Peter, in the last since the first week of October is a steady climb in our COVID numbers. You know, we look at three things when we think about infections with COVID. We think about how often people, it's a positivity rate, hospital admissions every week, and new cases per 100,000 people. And all three of those measures have gone up weekly since October. And so what we're seeing in our hospitals is our people that are getting admitted, we are getting close to capacity. And when, you know, we admit our patients with COVID to the hospital, they take a little bit longer to recover. And so it is starting to, you know, cause overcrowding in the hospital.
And because of that, I understand you started accepting patients yesterday at the Cranston overflow.
Tell me about how that's going.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been preparing for this. You know, the first surge here in Rhode Island was last spring. And so we actually physically got the field hospital ready in Cranston, but luckily never needed it. About a month or two ago, when we started noticing this climb, working with our state, we reenacted it, and we've been getting ready to open it. And yesterday, we accepted our first patient. Over the course of this week, we will increase the number of patients we bring here to be able to offload our hospitals, which then will allow us to care for other patients, not non-COVID patients that need medical care.
How are you staffing the hospital? Just because you have extra beds there doesn't mean you have extra doctors or extra nurses or extra techs.
Absolutely. These are very good question. And this is one of the things that I think you're seeing across the country, a pretty big challenge from a staffing perspective. I mean, your healthcare providers and anyone that's worked in healthcare over the last year, they are stretched thin and they have been working really hard, but really committed people. What we are using is a kind of a multi-pronged approach. You know, for physicians, for example, we are, you know, utilizing a lot of the physicians that are employed at our organization that have volunteered to come here. But what's been kind of really rewarding is also our community doctors that we don't employ. They've stepped up and asked when the time you need us, we'll be happy to shut down our practice and come practice there. And so we have a list of providers like this that we're working through. You know, I think as you probably have heard, you know, from a nursing perspective, it is the biggest challenge in this country right now when it comes to staffing a field hospital and hospitals, because nurses are at the front lines, working really hard. And it's been a challenging time since really February, March for them. And so that's been, and there's nursing needs across the country more than ever. And so that's been our biggest challenge. But we have, you know, between the people that work for us and different agencies, we've been able to get staff to be able to start doing this.
Do you need more volunteers?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, our state has set up something called SkillsRI, and we have a website where people of all, you know, professions can apply into to help us kind of increase staffing.
Mm. You said that the field hospital was prepared in the spring. You never had to use it, but it sounds like the second wave in the winter this fall, it is worse than the first. And now millions of people have traveled for the holiday. Epidemiologists are warning of a very dark winter ahead. What's your outlook for the next few weeks?
I'm worried about the next few weeks in particular because of what you just described. I think, you know, when we opened, I talked to you about how the numbers in Rhode Island have climbed since the first week of October. I think they're going to continue to climb, particularly with what's happening over the next few weeks. Knowing that, I think that's why it's really imperative that we open this field hospital yesterday and have it ready if the community needs us, and which I do think it will. I think we're going to start taking more and more patients over here over the next couple of weeks. And so we're ready. We've been practicing. We have the staff. We'll be able to care for our community when the time comes.
Dr. Pari Gopalakrishnan, Chief Medical Officer at Kent Hospital, now running the field hospital in Cranston, Rhode Island. Doctor, thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for your time today.
Peter, thank you so much.